What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. All right, welcome to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And today I've got an exciting guest on the show, good friend of mine and actually a client of ours as well. His name is Chris Kelly and he's out of, man, I still can't remember. It's Port something, Florida. So I'm going to let you say it.
Port Charlotte, Florida.
Port Charlotte, Florida. I have such a short-term memory, man. It's not because I don't listen. It's just I can't retain a lot of information.
It's also a very small town.
So it's a very small town. Yeah, so I don't feel that bad. But yeah, so he's coming out of Florida here. But you might notice he has a little bit of an accent. So I'm going to let him explain like where he's come from and his whole real estate background. Very, very awesome person. I love talking to Chris every chance I get. Like I said, he is a client of ours. So most of the content, if you do follow him on any of his social platforms, or YouTube or whatever, most of that content's coming from me and my team, but he does an excellent job of providing us with some quality content that we really get to use to extend his voice and get his voice out there to teach people what he's doing. And the ways that he's using leveraging social media is just excellent. We were just talking about that before we jumped on the show. But Chris, I appreciate you jumping on, man, taking some time to be on the show today. Chris, actually, when we were talking about what we're going to, you know, talk about on the show here, he was mentioning that he had a conversation with one of our good friends, Matt Andrews, and he just joined one of the masterminds that I'm in. And he's talking about how he does PPC to bring in leads for his real estate business. And obviously, most people that jump on the show here, we're not talking about that. If you guys listen to the show for any amount of time, we've only had really one, maybe two people that have at least talked about it or skimmed over it. But Chris is actually utilizing it. And that's what he says is bringing in the most revenue for his business right now. So we're going to go deep dive into how he's using PPC to bring leads in and close deals. But before we get into it, Chris, if you could do me a huge favor and introduce yourself. So who you are, what you do, a little bit of the origin story of Chris Kelly.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for the kind intro. Maybe over kind. I don't know. as you can probably tell, whilst I am in Florida right now, I am not exactly a native cracker, so to speak. So the accent is a slight giveaway. So a good friend of mine, Lee Carney, calls me a mutt because I'm an Irish citizen, born and raised in England, living in Florida. So I'm a bit of everything. So there we go. But yeah, quick background on me. I I studied construction at university, and mid-university, I decided to go into real estate. So I started buying houses in a small town in Northern England called Barnsley. And I was doing that, you know, in the middle of the night, I'm there painting walls and tiling bathrooms and that kind of stuff, you know, and then flying back down the M1 motorway at 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. back for lectures, you know, at Loughborough University. So that's where I went to uni. So left university, definitely decided I want to continue in single family real estate rather than building schools, hospitals, hotels, which I did for a little while. And, you know, and then the market collapsed, of course. And, you know, I had whatever, it was a small portfolio. It was, you know, about 15 doors, something like that. So I was in my early 20s, 15 doors, market collapsed. And I started into property management because I had to bring in some fresh revenue. Ended up partnering up with some good friends of mine. And we ended up with a management company with about 400 doors, something like that. But we realized property management, there's probably loads of people listening to this that have done property management and then just want to, you know, smash their head against the wall. I then went into like brokering real estate in the UK because there was bigger fees involved. And then I was always coming here on vacation to Florida and realized that Florida realtors were getting a lot more money than they were back in the UK. So I moved over here, became a Florida realtor. And then after deciding that that was by no means an easy job whatsoever, I got sick and tired of showing people around. I got sick and tired of having my time, wasting my time. I used to go back to England and they used to say to me, what's it like being a realtor? I said, 99% of your time, you're wasting your time. And 1% of the time, you're highly paid. and so, you know, I liked the idea of moving back to my construction single family roots, and you know, I started buying houses, flipping houses, and that's just kind of evolved, snowballed, and now, you know, we're doing over 100, you know, deals a year. You know, we're buying, you know, a couple of houses a week at the moment, something like that, and that's not wholesaling, you know, as you would know it, signing contracts. We're actually buying these things, taking them down, fixing them up, sometimes just cleaning them out, you know, putting them on the, you know, I've still got my brokerage license, so we put them on the MLS, and that's kind of my, you know, who I am, where I'm from, you know, the 3 minutes of background on me, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure. And it's very interesting, the progression of where you've gone, especially like being in another country. I don't know very, very many people outside of, you know, one of my guests, Haim Mamein, he's Israeli. He actually lives in Israel now, but he invests in San Francisco. And so like that diversity is very interesting when it comes to like being a part of another country and then coming to the US and doing that. And then really learning like what you want to dig your roots into in real estate. So that's very interesting from that perspective. And then also just like, I'm sure the marketing side of things are totally different. So we're going to dive into this real quick. First of all, I appreciate you introducing yourself. PPC, this is something that very, very few people talk about. I actually hear more about how much of a waste of time and money PPC is than people that actually say it works and we're getting results from it, right? And I think a lot of times it's because the gap is because people don't know how to actually leverage it correctly. They're doing it on their own. Maybe they took an online course on how to do PPC, but it's not specific to the industry. And so they just don't know what they're doing, right? It's the same concept as if you hand a basketball to me, I can maybe shoot, do some layups, I can dribble, I play basketball in high school, but by no means am I going to make money with it. But if you hand that same basketball into LeBron James' hand, he's going to make millions upon millions upon millions. He knows how to use it. So these are the differences, like it's usability. So with you, PPC seems to be what's working for you. And I'd be very interested to hear how it's worked over the past year with COVID going on, as opposed to maybe previous years you using it. So let's dive into it. What are you doing with your PPC? How are you optimizing things? Maybe the messaging, what exactly you're doing in PPC to actually bring leads in?
Well, first I'm going to start with a bit of a caveat here. I have a business partner who has got a degree, he's 2 degrees, he's a statistician and he's got a degree in marketing. Okay, so Ryan, and he is really the technical mind of our PPC. His background is really in he'd worked some very big companies, eBay and people like that. And, you know, when a corporation like that says to him, we want you to mathematically work out, you know, if we offer free shipping, will people buy more? If we offer free shipping and a gift, will people buy more? And then what's the cost difference of that? So is that worth it? Is that not? Are we more likely to sell grills in the summer than sofas in the winter? So therefore, what landing page we're sending people to, on what time of day, on what time of night, you know, should the landing page be blue? Should it be green? You know, he is marketing statistician. He will split test. You know, if he could, you know, talk about splitting the atom, I don't know, maybe that was possibly Ryan Clark. He will split test anything to find out any small fraction of information that will give us some sort of uplift in our marketing. So I'm more of the real estate guy. So he's just, you know, super marketing focused. You know, I'm the real estate guy. So I think that's why we've come together
absolutely
really well, because I've been able to explain to him, you know, what I want, and he's been able to implement that. And maybe that's sometimes why people don't do well with PPC. They're trying to be the best of both worlds, and maybe you need
jack of all trades.
Yeah, possibly. So maybe that's possibly, you know, something that we've done well at. But I can give you an overview of what we're doing. So I think I just wanted to get that out there.
Absolutely.
That I'm not the, you know, the guy that actually implements the AdWords and the negative keywords and so on and so forth. So
yeah, for sure.
So let's just go a bit. You mentioned about different countries, so let's just run back to that. And by the way, hi, I'm, if you are listening, you're a great guy. So I enjoy following you and all the rest of it. So why did we start in PPC? Well, it's strange because coming from the UK, there's something called the Data Protection Act. So there's differences between two different countries, right? Mm-hmm. And because of the Data Protection Act, there's no real such thing as like public record as you guys know it. So when I had my business in the UK, we had to generate leads by people coming to us, sellers coming to us. So a lot of people in this business now, as I know it, they build lists and then they skip trace those lists and then they go to sellers. Okay. Whereas I didn't even know that existed. I had no concept of the Freedom of Information Act. I didn't know what skip tracing was. I didn't know you could go on county websites and just pull lists. That was all, well, I just didn't know. So when I decided to go into, you know, flipping houses, I knew what I knew, and I knew I needed a website, and I knew that I needed people to come to me and register the details, and then I could give them a call. So maybe that's one of the reasons we ended up in PPC in the first place, is it was an ignorance thing. Okay. So anyway, so I looked at people's websites, I looked at our competition, you know, I typed in sell house fast cash, you know, sell house fast today, whatever. And wasn't exactly blown away by the competition. So spoke to my brother and my brother-in-law, business partner, and I said to him, look, you know, you're a website guy, you're a marketing guy, you know, I think what we can do is just do some really heavy sort of keywords, really, really motivated terms, drive them to our website, and maybe we'll flip 2 or 3 houses a year, right? We'll turn it on, and then when we buy a house, we'll just turn it off, and then we'll turn it on, and then we'll turn it off. And that was genuinely a conversation in a pub in London, actually. And he was like, yeah, okay, you know, let's give that a go. And by luck, or probably luck, about the third lead we got was some guy, you know, out Midwest, I think it was like Texas or New Mexico or somewhere, house in Port Charlotte. We just started out with literally Port Charlotte, Florida. That was our, you know, I think we had a budget of about $20 a day. And about the third lead that came in was a guy, you know, his estimate was like 120 or 112 or something like that. He was like, yeah, it's overgrown, I've not been there for years, there's an old van on the drive, I've lost the title, how much will you take for it? And he was like 32. And I knew, I was like, bam, we're onto something here. You know, I don't know what we're onto, but we're onto something. And it just kind of went from there, really. That budget then grew from X many bucks a day to Y and so on and so forth. And we were doing okay with it. And then I went to I paid for a course, to Lee Carney's course, 50-30 experience. And I was flipping like 5 houses a year. He was flipping 50 a month. And he was buying all of his stuff on auctions at the time, which didn't interest me. But I then went to his kind of, and one of his ancillary courses. I signed up for his mastermind. I went to one of these ancillary courses in Jacksonville, and they talked about pivot tables, zip codes, hot zip codes, what's hot, what's not. And when I told, you know, Ryan about this, he just absolutely loved this information. The idea that you could download all this data from the MLS.
Yeah.
And you could look at days on market. You could look at, you know, median house price. You could look at, you know, the deal velocity in each zip code. And
that's like putting ammunition in somebody's, you know, ammo pocket.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was massive, because that's when we turned around and said, what is our avatar? Our avatar is, you know, it's in certain, you know, areas of the MLS that we have visibility. It's within a certain drive time. It's within a certain demographic, within a certain median house price, you know, certain age of, you know, what is the rough age of construction, so on and so forth. So we really dialed in on what we wanted. And then we just targeted those zip codes as PPC. And we stuck with, and Ryan's tracking this all the time, you know, so anybody who's listening to this, what I would say is, you know, sell house fast. It's probably going to get you some pretty not so good leads. You know, sell house now, sell house today. What we always enjoyed with the double motive keywords. So sell house fast now. So sell house fast cash. You've got fast and cash in one thing. So we always, you know, found that worked particularly well.
Sure.
So that's what we continue to do. And we just continue to refine it and prune it. And you know, we develop the website more and develop heavier tracking inside the website. And, you know, we just started working out some good KPIs. And we were actually quite, when I started mixing with other real estate investors, they were all kind of, wow, you did really well PPC. And to us, it was, I've just given you the progression. It was a very organic, you know, it grew from $20 a day to $50 a day to $100 a day. And pre-COVID, we were doing like $50,000 a month in, in PPC.
And you were getting the results back. Like, what was your, you were spending $50,000 a month. What do you think that your return on your investment on that was? Like, maybe dollars? Are you getting like for every dollar you spent, you're getting $10?
Certainly more than double. If it was double, then we'd be having a problem. So
yeah, which is worth it, because you're literally making your money back plus another dollar.
There, Josh. Oh, there we go.
We got you. Okay, sorry. I'll have to clip this out.
I think we just had a bit of a glitch there.
One sec. That was on my end. Let me switch here. I might freeze up for just a second. Give me one. Okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to clip this out. I'm going to clap really loud just so there's a spike. So just be. Okay. There we go. Okay, cool. Yeah. It was telling me my internet was unstable. So that was probably on my end. Okay. So if you just want to jump back in, you can go ahead and do that then.
Yeah. So certainly more than double, you know, it's funny, a lot of people always say, I think this industry is really focused on, you know, what's the cost of a lead? What's the cost of a lead? You know, it's just an absolutely irrelevant topic to me.
It is.
I have absolutely no care for what the cost of a lead is. And some people even focus on, well, what's the cost of a contract? Well, what good's a contract if you can't monetize the contract, right? I can go and get a contract. I can go on Fizbo, Zillow, Zestimate $100,000. And if I say to them, I'll give you $150,000. Yeah, I got,
whoa, they're going to get it. Yeah, that's right.
You know, cost me nothing. So it does always, you know, make me laugh when people go on about, you know, and even, you know, people say, well, what is the cost of a contract? Well, if I turn around and said to you, it was $100,000, was that bad? Well, not if it brings in me $2 million, it's not bad.
Right.
I'll pay $100,000 for that lead all day long.
Right.
It's as a percentage of revenue that I care about. So, so you know, as for us at the moment, what I love about PPC is our labor cost is relatively low. You know, you know, somebody might have loads of cold callers, and then they're not accounting for that cost of cold callers, text messages, direct mail, or whatever it is. They just go, oh, well, the cost of the lead was X. Yeah, but what about the labor cost to achieve X?
Yeah. What's interesting is I just had this conversation. So I was at, many of you guys know Investor Carrot or Carrot. You guys probably, most people on here have a website from Carrot. And I was just with them at their headquarters this past week. We were recording this episode here in the end of September. And I was having this conversation with Trevor, the CEO, Trevor Mock. And we were talking about it. I was actually on his podcast, the Carrot Cast. And I gave the example of my good buddy, David Dodge, talking about, fishing versus hunting, and how you can, in a pond, you could, if you're fishing, you could put out multiple poles. You can, put like 50 poles in the water if you want to. And if, a fish bites on that, then you go give it attention and bring it in. Whereas hunting, you have to be actively looking for that next deal. Mm-hmm. But then Trevor gave me this better analogy of looking at, instead of a pond, a river. And PPC is such a great example of like a pole in a river, because if you have a fishing pole and you have it on a river, a stream that's actually going past you and fish are going past, if you got the right bait on that hook, they're going to bite as they come by. So if somebody actually goes on Google, searches, fast sale Florida, they search like Sell My House Florida or whatever, your PPC hook is in that water. And if it's relevant enough, it's going to make them bite because of you putting it in the water in front of them, like literally in front of them. But if you don't have that in there, if you don't have that hook in the water, it's just that fish is just going to swim right past you onto the next hook, which is the next, the competition. So I think PPC is great because it's something where you can literally put it on autopilot. So you set aside a budget, you actually throw that money at the budget, build the PPC campaigns out, and then you just adjust it accordingly from there. And I think, your partnership with him is like a really good deal because he knows how to adjust it, because he's a data analyst essentially. So he knows how to actually adjust the campaigns according to the numbers. Mm-hmm. So in order to optimize it the best. And I think this is a really good testament about like you and your strengths. I actually just had this conversation with Jeremiah Dalton. I was recording with a podcast with him earlier, and he was talking about how he does a lot of SEO stuff, and he has somebody that's full-time that actually does this for him. And a lot of investors, they try to do everything on their own. They think they're a marketing guru and they're a genius, and maybe you've generated some leads, but until you have somebody that actually knows what they're doing, that's when you're truly going to be able to take it to the next level. And I think Chris has done a good job of getting that partnership locked in order to capitalize on that. And even though, here's the kicker though, Chris still knows what's going on. Like, he doesn't know all the gritty details, but he still has a pulse on it and knows and understands what's happening inside of that marketing, which is allowing him to actually talk about it here. So I think that's a really good testament of you keeping your pulse on the business and understanding that. And I completely agree about the cost per lead and all that. I think, obviously if it's going to, especially in the conditions of the market today where inventory is so tight, if it brings you a deal and it at least doubles your money, then it's successful. Obviously a lot of people want a 10X it or whatever, but that's sometimes not realistic.
Yeah, to answer your previous question, pre-COVID, our 50 grand was bringing us in, something in the region of about, bringing about 4X in. So we're bringing about 230,000 a month from 50 now. We've actually, focused in even more from there, and we've decided to get harder KPIs and answering leads faster and hitting leads harder and so on and so forth. And whether this is COVID or us or something like that, we're doing the same numbers now with like a 35 grand budget. So we're actually, whatever that math is, I don't even know, is that like 6X, something like that?
Yeah.
So we're definitely seeing some very, very good returns with PPC. And I do quite like your river analogy there, because I used to do a bit of a fishing as a kid. And, if you're fishing on a fast river, maybe I think where people struggle with PPC is they'll put a load of money in. Okay, that's the bait. And they turn it on at 9 a.m. And by 10 a.m., the money's gone.
Yeah.
Got like no leads, or they just got loads of people basically looking for realtors or something. And then they go, oh, it didn't work. Like you just said, I'm not the guru of PPC, but I understand enough about PPC to know, about broad match modifiers and exact match modifiers. Mm-hmm. And I know enough to know about, geo ring fencing and so on and so forth. So little things like we drive them to the website, we collect their address first, and then the second page is we ask them for the name and the number. And if they don't leave the name and number, then so out of every 10, addresses we might get six names and numbers. Okay. Well, you're still getting four addresses that you can monetize and so on.
Right.
So yeah, whilst you know, I'm not the science behind it. I think that all business owners have got to be a bit of like a decathlete, right? Like, you know, I'm okay at the javelin, I'm okay at the high jump, and I'm okay at the 100 meters. You know, am I the best 100 meters runner in the world? No. Am I the best javelin sprinter? No. But you've got to, I think all business owners have got to have a, they've got to be a 7 out of 10 almost at most things, whether that be law or tax or whatever. So in PPC is just one of those disciplines, I think, for us.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to have to wrap this up within the next few minutes, because I want to make sure that we are cognizant of your time. But with your messaging, the last thing I want to hit here, with your messaging on your PPC campaigns, what are you guys focusing on? I mean, are you putting videos out there? Are you putting links right directly back to your landing page? What is the progression? Like, what does it look like when you're actually putting your PPC campaigns out there? Maybe even talk about the wording that you use in the campaigns.
Again, I haven't written the wording, but I know that the ad copy, as it's known as, has been split test to death for 4 years. That ad copy, again, just to how granular you've got to get with PPC, is we'll have different times of the day or different days of the week for different ad copies.
Yeah.
Do you want to be in first position or second position? You know, we've split test that because there's a lot of theory behind, well, first position is top and it costs the most, therefore it's best. But then there's a lot of theory behind, actually, you want to be in third position because the first person, you know, beats up the seller a bit. The second position beats up the seller a bit. By the time they get to you, they're like, you know, I am only going to get X. So there's a hell of a lot of, there's a lot of trial and error in this game.
Yeah.
And what a common mistake that I really see people doing is they'll have a nice website. Let's reel this back. If your website isn't good, you're not going to convert. Your bounce rate's going to be out there. You know, I'd say to people, you can buy the best darts in the world. If you ever played darts, you know, the nicest, you know, perfect darts in the world. But if your dartboard is terrible, what they're going to do, all those dartboards are going to go and they're just going to fall on the floor.
Yeah. Okay.
So you've got to have a site that converts, but then you've got to have a site. Second part to that is you've got to have a site that tracks where it comes from, because it's the tracking that's internal in your website with where all the fine pruning comes from. And so many people have approached us and said, you know, can I do PPC on this website? And, you know, so if the good friends of mine, I'll get, you know, Ryan to have a look at it. And the best analogy I can come up with here is your website. You might have spent $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 on a really nice website. It might look amazing. Like, think of like a classic car, okay? Shiny, and it's got the leather seats and it's got the chrome. And when you look at it, you go, wow, it's amazing. It won't go anywhere if there's no engine under the hood.
Yeah.
It won't. And on what's annoying to us as business owners and entrepreneurs is when you say to somebody, it's going to cost another $10,000 to put an engine in it. They go, they don't see where the money's going because it's under the hood. They're just, it's still a shiny car. And then they go, well, you've not done anything to my website. And you're going, yeah, we have. It can move now. But to us as business owners, we just go, I've spent $6,000 on a website. What more do I need to do?
Yep.
So yeah, for sure. Bear that in mind with PPC. I guess my last thing, and I know we'll push for time here, is if you go to a PPC like external consultant and they're doing PPC for teacups and pens and, you know, mice and all sorts of stuff, they are going to fail every time at PPC, in my experience. You've got to have a PPC real estate expert. The PPC people who do pen, you know, mice and pens, they are not going to analyze the MLS data. They're not going to, you know, what zip codes, why are those zip codes, what's the velocity of those zip codes, what is the median average house price of those zip codes. They are not going to do that. They're just going to literally draw a circle around your city and go, what budget have you got? They're going to put in some keywords, and then what they're going to do is they're going to give you a graph every month on some expensive paper going, yeah, but we've got your cost per lead down, your CPL's way down, you know, look at how much traffic we've got, and there's going to be a nice graph, and it's all going to be, and you're not, it's all, pardon my language here, but it's all bullshit. The only metric that matters is, what was the revenue that I got? I spent 10. What was the revenue that I got? I don't care what the cost per lead is, cost per click is. I don't care how much traffic. I don't care. Not relevant. I want to see a dollar going in, and I want to see $3, $4, $5 coming out. And if a PPC person isn't doing that, cut them, can them. We've tried them. Doesn't work. Didn't work for us.
Yeah, that I'm glad you brought that up. And there's two points I want to capitalize on, and then we'll wrap this up. The first one is, yeah, you talk about like focusing on the revenue. I even go as far as to say like focus on that net revenue, because you might put marketing dollars out. Say you spent, you know, 50 grand to get a deal and you paid, you know, 450 for it. Now you're all in at 500. And if you sell the deal at $501,000, you only made $1,000, right? So you got to think about that too. So net revenue, you know, I always laugh when some gurus out there say, we brought in $10 million of revenue. And I'm like, yeah, did you? How much money did you actually make? And so like that's beyond like marketing, but you still have to factor in those marketing dollars into that deal, which is why you use a car analogy, like the instruments on the car. So, you know, you have your RPMs, you've got all these other details, your gas, like the gas, the odometers and all that stuff. Like those are all instruments that will indicate if the car is working properly or not. And so you got to have that on your website and inside of your marketing too, to tell you how to actually run the car correctly.
That's right.
And so that's a good piece of it. And then the last thing that, you know, you mentioned is a really, really good, which is why like my services, I specifically focus in real estate is for that reason, because I've been successful in real estate, been a part of over 1,000 transactions. I know this industry very well. I've been in it for 8 years. And so like for our services, we're very focused on that. And I've even had people outside of this industry, like bring us in, even realtors. And I just don't work with realtors because I'm not in that industry. It's totally different industry, even though it's still real estate, it's mm-hmm. completely different clientele and audience that you're going after. And so he's absolutely correct. If you're going to bring somebody in to do a specific job in marketing, you need to make sure that they fully understand your industry and what you're going after, even as much as you doing either acquisitions marketing, or if you're flipping the house and trying to sell retail, that retail marketing, they still need to understand that retail side of it, because they're both completely different. So it's very important to understand that. And when you're getting in with somebody, you know, make sure that they do know your industry well, or else it could be all for nothing. Just like you said, they're just going to drop a pin and then, you know, add some keywords, some negative keywords, which negative keywords may be going away soon. And that kind of stuff that doesn't just necessarily work, especially with the copy, with the actual like hook and the bait that brings people in. They may not fully understand how to, you know, communicate with the audience, which in marketing, communication is everything. So that's it, man. That was some great stuff. I'm glad you brought all that up, because, you know, PPC is definitely that monster that people look at and they're like, this could really, really work and generate. But it's, you know, they just get intimidated by it. They don't know how to do it. They don't know what direction to go in, or they have even tried it and just failed because they didn't know what they were doing in the process. So I'm glad you brought all that up, but man, Chris, thank you so much for sharing everything that you have today. I appreciate you. And I do want to give you the opportunity, guys, I'm going to link everything below. We do produce some tremendous content for Chris, so make sure you go follow him on all the platforms that I have linked in the description below. But Chris, if somebody did want to get in contact with you, I know you've got some really cool stuff coming up here, maybe some coaching or some like mentorship stuff. What would be the best way for somebody to get in contact with you and learn more about you, or even just, you know, dip into your brain and learn more from you? Whether it's Facebook, email, or whatever.
Yeah, the best thing to do is, you know, probably Instagram at this point, you know, Facebook, you know, you get a lot of, I'm getting up there on the number of friends capacity, so to speak. Yeah. So, whereas Instagram's unlimited, right? So, you know, CK House Flipper, so at CK House Flipper, just follow me, and then, you know, you can direct message me, you know, straight from there. So that's the best thing to do. And, you know, yeah, there's a potential that we're going to be doing some sort of, you know, coaching or, you know, and then maybe even, you know, my, you know, business partner Ryan might do like a separate, you know, PPC only course or something like that. So there's a lot of things, you know, potentially going to happen at late 2020, you know, early 2021. So follow me for sure and reach out.
Yeah, for sure. You guys make sure you do that. I'll link that below so you can just click on that in the description. If you're on the podcast itself, then you can go to the show notes section of the reimarketingweekly.com website for this episode and then grab that in the show notes. So make sure you guys do that. Chris, thank you so much. I apologize for going over time. Hopefully we're good. We're going to wrap this up, but thank you so much for being on the show, man. I look forward to having you back again soon and continuing what we're doing with you.
Awesome. Thanks, Josh. I've enjoyed it.
All right, guys. Take care, everybody. All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining in and listening today. If you are on Apple Podcasts, make sure you head over to the homepage of this app or this podcast here. Leave a 5-star review with your thoughts. I would much appreciate that. And then if you're not already, subscribe to the show. And then make sure you are checking out REI.video, a platform where you can film your own video content, whether it's with your cell phone, Zoom, camera, whatever it is. Submit that raw footage over to the website. You have a little short order form to tell us exactly what you want in the video. We do the production and the editing, all the heavy lifting for you. Get it returned in less than 48 hours with unlimited revision, so you get exactly what you're looking for. Once again, that's REI.video. Use coupon code FIRSTVID at checkout and you'll get 50% off your first order. That's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining us today and we'll catch you guys on the next one. See you later.